The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Everybody, and welcome to My Brother and Me, and I'm a advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis Macabre.
Ooh.
O'Roy. Fuck, no.
McCobble-Roy sounds like a corn.
Yeah.
And I'm Griffin McElroy's Bones.
I'm never good. It's the time where everybody starts changing their names on social media and stuff to be like their spooky, like Halloween version of their name. And I've never come up with a good one.
Our name is difficult to terrorize.
Yeah, I've really
experience.
Thought about this in a long time. And it's like trying to pick it in August because it's instantly sweaty. It's just as soon as you come up with something, it's...
One time at church camp, someone called me Gryffindor Macaroni, and then I realized I would never scare anyone.
Yeah.
I would never impose... I would never be scary or imposing or impressive.
The mirror wasn't what tipped you off to that. It was the Gryffindor McElroy moment.
No, Justin. Gryffindor Macaroni.
I would just want to make you say it again.
Yeah.
Is Travis McElroy anything? Is that scary? I don't want to get smacked.
I'm afraid of being smacked.
I don't want to get smacked.
I got smacked one time by a friend in middle school because I kept slapping the bottom of his disposable camera to make the flash go off, and he was worried I was going to overexpose the film, and he slapped my face, and I pointed at him, and I said, "Don't ever touch me again."
Whoa.
And I walked out of the locker room where this conflict happened, and I just want to say, Mike, if you're listening, name the time and place, motherfucker.
Whoa. That is not
name
the
time
I
and place
from you. Yeah.
Nah, I've been sitting on this one for 23 years. And
what
I'm
else
ready
do you remember
for,
about Mike?
Well, he did show me a pornographic magazine that belonged to his father when we were in middle school. And I'm not going to give the brand of the magazine free publicity. Safe to say that it was not the smoothest transition into my sexual awakening that there was possibly other
road there.
There was other reading material that
skipped to kind of an advanced level of pornography.
There was a
like.
There was an anatomical realization that came before the erotic one, and the two got real confuddled up in my. my 13-year-old brain. Anyway,
they were kind of on the roundabout
Mike,
your psyche, and then it just sort of took wrong turns into the different roads that they weren't supposed to head down.
Mike also gave me a heads up that I was being cheated on in college one time, so I think we're square. Mike, keep on going strong. We don't have to fight. What were we doing? What are we doing
with Mike?
What are we doing?
We're talking about scary stuff. Travis, did you have a comment about scary things like the beginning of the Halloween season? Or do you want to officially commence it? Because if you commit, this is a problem with commencing Halloween season, is that you have commit, like, that's the Christmas creep.
I think, and I have a strong stance on this. If a holiday.
That is shocking to me that you have a strong feeling about this that you're about
if
to impart.
A holiday benefits from the addition of decorations on your house, which I believe Halloween does, it should start earlier than a normal holiday season. Because the effort it would take to put up decorations, right, should be rewarded with the time of them being viewed and appreciated. So, like, I don't think you'd say, like, you can't put up Halloween decorations until like 2 weeks before. That's too short. I think a window of time of 2 months prior, as soon as we hit. And listen, you can point at a calendar, all you jabronis, sorry for calling you jabronis, and say the actual first day of fall is in like September 25th or whatever. And it's like, yeah, man, but we all know September.
September 1st is fall.
September is not a summer month. If anybody out of context said, you know, the summer months, like June, July, August, September, they'd be like, what are you talking about? And you're like, well, the majority of September is summer. Get the fuck out.
Think about it this way. Has anybody ever said, oh, my favorite winter holiday, St. Patrick's Day?
No. What?
No, it's not. That's in the spring. March.
Guys, I love Millennial Seinfeld as much as the next guy, but...
Hey, Griffin, are you just realizing that that's what this show is?
Hey Trav, I fucking refuse to accept that. There's no way.
Griffin's in a mood. Let's talk about it. Griffin's in a mood where Travis and I find Griffin in this sometimes where it's like, I don't like that joke.
Nope.
I'd prefer another joke.
Do a different one.
I don't have an alternative joke. It's just
I have this to say about Halloween. The best Halloween innovation in the last decade has been the big skeleton that people, I guess, have been buying at. I don't know where you get big skeletons.
It's gotta be Spirit of Halloween. I don't think they have them at your local Costco.
The sign I at Lowe's yesterday, there was a sign that was like one giant skeleton per customer, please.
It's a real issue. So I do think that Mr. Biden, if we could get one of those sent to every American household, and then there would be a date prescribed by the government that you do put your big skeleton out. And then as you walk around the neighborhood, it reminds you that trick or treat is coming. Costume kids are coming. The grave, just to keep that present,
Dracula's.
Scary grave, then
Dracula's, all that stuff.
That's a holiday I can get into.
I would also say I think Biden should pass an amendment that says, like, when you get your big skeleton up, no adorning it with any political statements or anything. We don't want him holding a sign or wearing a hat, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like, this is a purely apolitical stance on skeleton awareness.
Maybe in Christmas, there's a sort of skin wrap you can put on it to make it look like
It's a Jack Skellington. You put the beard on it. You put the hat on it.
No, I'm talking about a full epidermis, sort of like a real skin. When I say skin wrap, I don't mean a costume you put on the skeleton. I mean, you make it a real boy, but a Santa Claus.
Do you think that there was an original draft of Nightmare Before Christmas? Where they were like, well, I think Jack Skellington knows that Santa should be like rotund. So what he's going to do is he's going to pop Santa's skeleton out of his butt, and he's going to climb in there and wear a Santa suit. And they said, well, save this for Tim Allen vehicle that's coming up. And instead, Justin's challenged
Justin
by this idea.
Justin had to stand up to think about Santa Claus's skeleton.
Here's what I'm thinking, guys.
Okay.
Yeah. Think about this. No. We're about to get rich.
Okay. Whoa.
Yeah, I know. Big Santa is something I do sometimes.
Sure.
Big Jack Skellington is something I do sometimes, right?
Yeah.
But what about what if the skeleton could just be a different big man
for every holiday? Yeah, sure.
Right. So, like, you have big skeleton.
Uh-huh.
That is spooky, right? Christmas, I mean, makes its own gravy, right? You wrap the Santa suit on him. Done.
Yeah. He's good.
Huge robe, beard, scythe, Father Time.
Sure.
New Year's. You do, like, a diaper on the skeleton? He's like,
well,
a
no,
New
save
Year's
the diaper.
Baby.
Diaper wings,
At midnight, you rip the toga off the skeleton, and it's wearing a diaper now. And now it's
but
a
it's
baby.
Just like, why do we have so many different huge men? Let's have one huge man that you dress up for any holiday you want.
Veterans Day, make him a soldier. Memorial Day.
Now, but is there always a skeleton underneath?
Memorial Day, back to back what?
Yeah, Travis, that was going to be my joke before Travis did make sure to jump right in there and cut that off.
Sorry,
right
I was just, I wasn't even making a joke. I'm imagining the transitional period where between each holiday, you do have to strip it back to a skeleton and then dress it.
You are legally not allowed to do that while people are awake. You have to go door to door and knock on everyone's door and say, are you guys out? And they'll say, yeah. And then you go and then you can do this.
And you say, tonight's my skeleton night, so don't come out and do your skeleton because we can't see each other do it.
These are Biden issued. They call them, they call them Bidey bones because Biden said, the pandemic's over. I got all this money. We're going to do Bidey bones. And then everyone says, all right, I'm ready. And then the Bidey bones just start showing up by the truckload. Every household gets a Bidey
bone.
Multi-family housing, every family gets a Bidey bone. It's just a yard of skeletons outside.
That's fun.
Now, I do like it being pre-assembled. And maybe, like, it's still kind of warm and the bones are moist and hot, like real bone. And Biden's like, don't ask questions. I got resources
about the Bidey bones.
But let's just say I got a lot of these laying around in a certain area in the desert.
Hold on, wait. Okay, yeah, they say all religions can be on the Bidey bones. It's no problem. If you want to do...
If you belong to a religion that is, like, strictly anti-skeleton... It's still okay because you got a special permission slip from President Bidey.
Yeah, Bidey says man. It's fine. These are a-religious, apolitical skeletons that you can dress up like anything you want.
You are making me so hugely uncomfortable, not because you're standing, but because you're kind of rocking back and forth.
This is like the way I stand.
Yeah, no, you look like you're a new judge on Shark Tank who very publicly does cocaine immediately before each
And maybe it's also made some bad investments and really needs this one to work out.
Where is that episode of Shark Tank where you get the basketball player who's like, this wealthy, but he really needs one of these to work.
And you say it's a sure thing. People will definitely want this. All right, I'm willing to invest $20 million in your frog warmers. And the other shark's like, they can't accept that much money.
It's like, it's a sure thing.
They said so. Everyone's going to want a frog warmer.
$20 million for 500% of frog warmers.
Let it ride.
Let it ride, baby. Let's see where this thing takes us.
This is an advice show where you ask us a question. You send it to mbmbam@maximumfun.org, and then we answer it. It's like not a big deal.
It doesn't have to be a big thing.
Don't make an issue out of it, okay?
I'm currently studying elementary education, and I have a lot of experience working with kids on reading/writing. In July, my coworker and I began discussing the possibility of me tutoring his son in reading. He kept setting dates for us to meet for a tutoring session and then changed the date at the last minute. Eventually, he ended up sending me $100. I guess to hold himself accountable to actually following through with tutoring. It is now September, and I still have not tutored his son. The money is still in my Venmo account, and we haven't discussed the tutoring topic in weeks. I would very much like this money. Is there a point where it's okay for me to take the money? Should I send it back? That's from Broken Birmingham. Oh my God. I feel like I'm hearing the opposite side of most interactions people have had with me. And it's very, very stressful to me. I feel like I've been this other person, and I've been thinking, I'm sure they're not thinking about this anymore, right? Because I'm just feeling guilty about it all the time, but they've probably forgotten. And this question is like, I haven't forgotten, Justin.
I was confused by what you thought was a very clear indicator that the transaction was over. Because that's what I assume the $100 is like, oh, you know what? This isn't going to happen, but I feel so bad that I jerked this person's chain. So, like, I'm just going to, like... give them the money we agreed
that
on.
That does feel like somebody who's like, I can't be guilty. I can't feel bad about this anymore. Maybe if I just do my part, they'll just find a chance and just find Dirk somewhere in an alley and tutor him. I don't know. Maybe they'll just seek him out.
Some tutoring on the fly. Hey, maybe are you reading good? Okay.
They never arranged the tutoring, but then Dirk just started like crushing it with everything he tried to do. Like, I guess he's tutoring somewhere. I don't know about it, but I'll send him $100 just to be safe.
This is a breach of etiquette. I feel like there needs to be a law about sending people funds. And maybe I'm just saying this because people have sent me funds and then be like, and now what are you going to do about that? The money I have sent you. It's not a nice thing to do to just send somebody money and be like, you figure out what you need to do for me now. It's you clearly owe me one. Figure out what that is. Nope,
I guess
wrong.
If you have
nope,
the expectation,
wrong.
It is a weird inverse of capitalism if there's an expectation that you will be repaid in some way for your... Because I was going to say, giving money to people, that's fine, right? We're still fine with that. That's okay?
Yeah, for sure.
But if you're expecting something in return, that's the problem.
I think this money is yours, right? Because here's the thing. You take that money. At any point, if your coworker is like, hey, so when are we going to schedule that thing... Right? You already have the money. And if your coworker never brings it up again, you already have the money.
Yeah, you should take... does Venmo, you have to, like, take the money?
No, you say, sadly.
Yeah, it's no. In your account.
You got it.
Give it to you. So here's what I need you to do. Get on Craigslist, or if you really want to turn a quick buck on this, Fiverr, and find a reading tutor for this boy. But get in there at the lowest possible price point that you can't find. Somebody who's just like, it's $20, but I only do consonants. Yeah. And then you've turned a quick profit while also not fully ripping this person off, because now you're just like a tutor, you're a tutoring agent to the stars.
The answer is simple. If Dirk's in like third grade, you hire a fourth grader to tutor Dirk. And then it's one reading level above that. And like $10, a fourth grader would love $10.
Absolutely they would. Fourth graders love $10.
Justin, what are you looking at?
You look really lost in thought.
I was thinking about a story that is related to this that I wanted to share with y'all. I don't cut my own grass.
Yeah.
I do most of the things in my house, but that's one thing that I decided, like, I'm going to pay somebody to cut my grass because I hate cutting grass. I hate
You it. Have definitely told us about your grass boy that does your work
okay,
for you
so,
before.
My grass gentleman, he cut, I came home and he cut half the lawn. And he said, and he texted me and he said, hey, I'm sorry that I only cut half the lawn. My partner, who usually helps me, died, and it's been really hard keeping up. I said, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'll tell you what, let me go and send you the money for this cutting. And then, you know, whenever you can get back over to finish, it's like, not a big deal. He's like, thank you so much. But that was like a couple weeks ago now, right? So, well, now I'm in this situation where it's not that my grass is long.
Yeah.
It's that half of my grass is really long. There's two options for me, right? One is, how's it going with everything? with everything, or it's just like, find someone else to do it. And then he shows up, he's like, God damn, can one thing go right? I got scooped. God, I cannot catch a break. So now I'm kind of in between those two positions, and I don't really know. I don't have my brother and me. You know what I mean?
You do have two brothers.
People forget the Pagliacci situation that we are in. Like, what would you guys do in my position? This is so key. I don't own a lawnmower. I don't have one. I have a weed whacker for when I need to get some intense work done, but I don't have a lawnmower.
Do you have a big pair of scissors?
Yeah.
Had a lot of
some good ripping gloves.
I do have two kids.
Yeah, there goats? You go.
Yeah, kids
have
get out there and
eat the grass like goats.
Get out there and eat the grass like goats.
You should just text the lawnmower person and be like, hey, let's schedule the next time you're able to come out. Are you still by yourself? We could schedule it over 2 days if that helps.
Yeah, that's good, Trev.
Yeah. And it's not that a joke, works. But I can see that this is really bothering my older brother,
it's
and I
really
wanted to help him.
Me.
You could
really
say, like,
me.
I know you had trouble with the right side of the yard, but I want you to know that it's basically just like the left side of the yard, but backwards. Does that help? Does that help?
Your assumption, Griffin, is that the loss of the partner made it impossible to do both halves, not because it was a time issue, but reached the middle point, he's like, but I've never done over there before.
I had got to a point where I almost asked if I could borrow his lawnmower so I could do it. But then I worried there was a reality where she's like, that was real good. I have one other yard.
Are you looking for a side gig? Or
and it's like, I do 3 or 4 yards because I feel so guilty that it's like, wait a minute, I think I work for this guy now.
And then you find that it's your new passion and it's just like, oh, what do I tell my brothers?
How about another, you guys want another question? Or
Yeah, you know what? I really do.
Or you know how we've been talking about starting our own band?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Wizard has some help for us. Eric sent this one in, and it's how to find an interesting name for your band.
Can't be the McRoy Brothers, because that's actually taken, I found out recently. Yeah. There's like 3 McRoy Brothers who do, I believe it's called commercial rock or something, which doesn't seem like a thing.
Well, we do kind of commercial rock.
Do we?
Like we have sponsors on the show, and I think that our comedy style really rocks, dudes.
Well, we've covered, we do scatting, we do jingles.
Yeah.
We've done some musicals.
Yeah, but we really shred these jokes. Are you looking for a catchy name for your band? The name your band chooses can make the difference between success and failure.
Mm-hmm.
I think anecdotally, I can think of a few bands that have some of the worst names I've ever heard in my life that managed to really take off.
Yeah.
And find a lot of success. Like Coldplay. That doesn't mean anything. Anyway, learning the rules of good band names. Keep it short. Think about it. How many band names do you know that are more than 3 words long? Not many. That's the rule of thumb. No more than 3 words long. You want people to be able to spell and pronounce your name. Mostly, you just want people to be sure they remember it. Can you abbreviate your band name easily? That can be helpful for merchandising purposes. That's one reason that Nine Inch Nails chose its name.
Can we just, all three, I'm just going to, quick test here. Off the top of your head, what's the most memorable band name? I'm going to count down from 3, and on go, say the most memorable band name. Okay, you ready?
Wait, the most memorable band name?
Yeah, the band, like when you think of a band name, right? What's the
divorced
first
from
one
the band itself, right? Like, the work, the
okay. Just the name of the band, right?
Okay,
ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Hoobastank.
Cherry Pop and Daddies.
Humperdinck is not a band. Is a singer.
Now, Justin, you say Hoobastank. That's a good
Hoobastank. Hoobastank's, I'll know that for the rest of my life. I'll never not know Hoobastank.
And I said Cherry Pop and Daddies, which is horrible, obviously.
To hear, also, that's so interesting. To hear you say. And
yeah,
it's not
terrible.
The first time, you
but
know? It's
God,
not like something you discovered.
God, it's memorable. Really sticks in it. Now, Griffin, you said a human being's name. Am I correct?
Yeah, that felt fucked up. Because this is a real person.
Engelbert Humperdinck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I would say Red Hot Chili Peppers, because I'll tell you why. 4 words. Okay. 4 words. This is a part-time job to say the name of this band.
Yeah,
I have things to. I have shit to do today. I have 2 children. I can't go around saying Red Hot Chili Peppers all the time.
Like,
just then
too.
When I said it, I almost fell asleep in the middle of it. I almost needed a glass of water in the middle of saying the name of that band.
They should have just called it Red Hot Pep.
Or just The Peppers.
Oh,
the
that's
Peppers
good.
Would be a better name for the band.
How about it, Anthony?
What's
Fuck.
Up, Anthony?
What's up, Anthony? Hit me up.
What
I
about
got all
Kiedis
kinds of
and friends?
Kiedis, I got all kinds of great ideas
aunt,
for aunt you.
Aunt pals.
Yeah, there you go. Aunt, Flea, and the rest.
That's 4 words.
Damn it, you're
aunt,
right.
Aunt, Flea, rest.
Aunt, Flea, etc.
etc. Make your name SEO friendly. These days, you want your name to be easily findable when you search on the internet. Names
Hoobastank.
Are too common. Hoobastank. I'm pretty sure every one of these bits in this question or WikiHow article, we could just say Hoobastank.
Yeah, Hoobastank.
Well, it's like a good name for a band. Like, I don't know anything about the band, but it's a good name for a band.
Memorable, yeah. Short.
Avoid anything with very negative connotations.
Oh,
you have to know how far you can.
The one I said's out.
You have to know how far you can push it.
Okay, wait. Does Hoobastank qualify under this one? It's like, Hooba has no...
I don't think it has... Right? Well, yeah, I guess Stank. No, I think
Stank's not good. Like, Hooba... Like,
but Huba disarms you.
Yeah, Huba as a qualifier.
Huba has his arms open. Looks like Grimace. It's got his arms open. Like, come here, buddy. And then it's like Stank is in the back.
Yeah, Corn's a fun name. I know we talk about we're
that's
a bunch of
bad SEO though.
Here. Well, except you spell it with a K, so that's
assuming
actually
you know
incredible.
That in this day and age, Griffin, you can't assume people know. Because maybe they just hear it, and then they're just talking to Alexa, and they're like, Alexa, play Korn. And then it plays that Korn song from TikTok. And you're like, no, the one that goes, and Alexa's like, I've called the doctor for you.
I didn't know if there really is a Korn song from TikTok, but it sounds right. That sounds like something TikTok would have on it.
You don't know about the Korn Boy song?
Find a name that's fresh. You want to avoid band names that are cliched now because they were trends a long time ago. It's passé to add a number to your name. Boys to Men seems so not now. Acronyms are out. Think NSYNC. Putting an exclamation point at the end of your name will date you too. Adding an extra D or T on the end of a name is kind of cliched. Avoid it. Think rat. Develop a vision for your band. That one we've already done. Pop, young, spirited,
hip now,
hip
with it,
now.
Sexy.
And these are words that we can take and fold
into.
Oh,
sorry, I was saying that for the band name.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. So Sexy Coldplay would be a good one, a better one.
Hip, young, fresh, sexy Coldplay. Too many words?
Because it's pop. Coldplay lets you know that it's going to be pop. Because this band has Coldplay in it.
Yeah.
Coldplay with a K. Is that anything?
Hot play. Hot work.
We've talked about hot work before. We have made that
no
exact
way.
Joke. We have made that exact joke. So find a word with meaning to you. Combine it with something, perhaps. Your favorite candy bar? The name of your girlfriend from high school? Your hometown? All these are words you could add to a band name or just use as one.
Now, I assume when it says name of your girlfriend from high school, it doesn't mean, like, full name. That'd be
really, just Samantha Davis, Three Musketeers.
Cindy Score. Cindy Score's not a bad name for a Love a Score bar.
I don't know what that... I thought that was a dipping tobacco.
It's like a thinner Heath bar.
Oh,
I thought it was the one with...
Fun.
What's the one that... Oh, Zero. That's what I was thinking of with the nougat and the white chocolate.
Use a pop culture or literary reference.
Oh.
Mikey Way was working in the Barnes & Noble and saw the book by Irvine Welsh entitled Three Tales of Chemical Romance, and then he came up with the name of the band, Coldplay.
This is good my band, the So-So Gatsbys.
That's a pretty good name for a band, Travis.
Thank you. Thank you. They're definitely, I can't decide if they're emo or punk, but... They're one of those two.
Can you do Screamo? I always thought
that was
the funniest
genre.
Oh,
fuck yeah, I can, dude.
Yeah, Screamo. That's perfect.
Get inspiration from common products or things. Flowers, food, sewing machines, you name it. Look around the house. You'll find a lot of common things with interesting names. AC/DC got their name from a sewing machine. Food names can also make good band names.
Preparation Hoobastank.
That's what it's short for. Not a lot of people know that's what the H. That's what the H stands for.
Food names can also make good band names. Think Black Eyed Peas or Red Hot Chili Peppers. So which one is it, WikiHow?
Which one of those is a good name?
Can we take a step back? Because right now you're telling me that Red Hot Chili Peppers is a good band name. But let me... Red Hot Chili Peppers. That's four.
Are you sure Red Hot's not one word? Isn't there a candy called Red Hots and they're just the one word?
Oh, that's right. And Anthony Kiedis dated somebody named Chili Peppers in high school. Pick a random name. Thanks. That's nothing.
Sure.
Use your own name or your initials. This is always a possibility, especially if your band has a frontman. For example, the Dave Matthews Band is simply based on one of the band members' names.
What?
Oh, my God. That makes so much sense.
It's never clicked for me before.
So, wait, his name is Dave? There's a real Dave Matthews?
I thought it was like Hootie and the Blowfish. Do you think that there was ever a moment when they were coming out and he was like, what if we just called it the Dave Matthews Band? And they're like... Dave? I'm not sure. We were talking about a bunch of cool names that but wouldn't it be simpler if we just called it Dave Matthews Band? And like, I don't think it would, Dave.
So make up a new word is another one, and they give an example. Metallica is an example of a band with a name that is a made up word. Drummer Lars Ulrich made it up while thinking about a metal magazine. I wish I could live inside that man's wonderful fucking imaginarium of fucking Dr. Parnassus, my palace that he's got going on in there. It also says create a new word by misspelling a common word like corn, but that's taken unless we wanted to do like K-A-U-R-N.
Okay, what about this?
This is the name of our band. It's not, it is.
What about corn with a C?
Ooh. Ooh, I like that.
What's up, everybody? We're Corm. Did you say Corm? Zing zappa zee, zeba zeba.
This is my band, Poobastay.
Excuse me. Are you Teddy? Like, what?
What did you say? Oh, man. Make...
Corm.
Make sure someone else doesn't have your name. It would be a nightmare to announce a band.
Hey, hey, nobody take Corm.
TM.
Me and Jerry got Corm.
Wait, which one did you say? I said Corm. Can we be Corn? How are you spelling it? With a K? Yeah, it's fine. I can't see how that would be confusing at all.
That was a competing band. Jonathan Davis started Corn, and a friend of his started Corm.
And Corm was already on the rise. Corm had been on the scene for like 2 years.
Corm had a C in the beginning, but an M at the end. And they were heading up, and Jonathan Davis was like, I guess the thing that you need is for your band to be named after Corm.
Juice, I'm sorry for this one. Determine if the domain name is available. So corm.gov.
Is whomastank.com taken? It's got to be, right?
Corm.com is available. That's going to be a big ask, though, because it does look a lot like corn.
I can't imagine how it could be confusing. It's corn with an M.
It's different in every way. Develop more than one band name. No, fuck you. No, we struck gold here. And then trademark your band name with the United States Patent Office? Is that...
Thank you, Justin.
It took you a while to find that button, because I know you did program that last time. Yeah, we talked
I
about
did program it last time, but I'd switched the pads over. I know, isn't that sad? I feel like if we're going to continue to... Now, that came organically. Like, do we just maybe think about that
corn
part
is, and freak corn is
a lot more than other people do?
Or are we just the only ones willing to
the
talk
band,
about it, Justin?
It's 2022. So much stuff, bad stuff.
Yeah, bad stuff.
Has happened since Korn came on the scene that it makes the fact that there was a band called Korn that had a song that sounded like Goomba Yabba Jibba really, really funny to me.
Yeah.
Like, it's like we look back and it's like there were some bad times in there. And that, it's right like, before,
it's like
there
when
was
people
a band
had to sit
corn.
Through hippies and stuff, and they're like, I miss when music was like, boo, 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 boo.
No,
except
I
now
have...
for us, it's, I miss when music was like, mm-ba-ba-dee.
It's not even the music that I miss, Travis. It was a more whimsical time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A simpler and better time.
Last time, I wanted to make an announcement about the band Corn.
Okay.
Last time, we talked about Corn, which I'm sure it's been months.
No, sorry, thinking, which band dressing, Corn or Corm?
Sorry, this is about Corn, and it is from last week.
Okay.
I mentioned Hetty, but the basis of Corn is the name Fieldy, as several listeners kindly corrected me. A lot of real cornos in the audience, and I did not know that. A lot of cornographers, and I'm so sorry to run afoul, Mr. Fieldy, if you're listening. I'm so sorry.
There's no way anyone in that band listens to podcasts. Not one of them.
There's no way anyone in Corn listens to Corn with a K I'm talking about now. You understand that. Not Corm.
No, there's no way. Those dudes are way too fucking cool.
Let's go to the money zone. Hi, everybody. Sorry to interrupt. Brief programming note, the rapture did happen, and only Travis was scooped up.
I miss him so much.
Yeah, I don't feel
and when
cried.
We say only Travis, we mean in the world?
Yeah.
He was the only one with the pure soul?
It was the Travshire.
It was the Travshire? I was hanging out with Kirk Cameron when it happened, and he was like, wow, really?
Unbelievable.
Not me? Huh, that stinks.
Hey, you want to save a little cash? You know, it's about to be the holiday season.
And, you know, you're going to be buying gifts for people. Maybe you're trying to get out ahead of it. This would be really, really ahead of it. And I do doff my cap to you, m'lady. But no matter if you're shopping for yourself or for gifts, why don't you try doing it with Honey? It's a free browser plugin that when you're checking out, it's like, hey, you want me to look for some coupon codes? Try to save you a few bucks. And you say, yeah, absolutely. And then it'll look around, see what it can find. I have saved literally hundreds of dollars making online purchases, which probably says just about as much about me as it does about Honey. But it is it's a wonderful thing to have by your side if you want to try to, you know, make your money go as far as it can. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful thing. You can get it for free, right? Oh. And it's not just for your desktop. You can get it on your phone, too. Just activate it on Safari on your phone. You can save while you're driving around.
Yeah.
I mean, not driving, but, you know, riding or what have you. If you don't already have Honey, you could be missing out. And if you get it, you're not just doing yourself a favor. You're doing us a favor, too, because you're supporting the show. So get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/brother. That's joinhoney.com/brother.
That's right, Justin. The holidays are sneaking up on us. But this time I'm ready. I have a big knife. And it's like, what? Yeah, try and get me the holidays. Not today.
Oh, wow, you're going on the offensive.
I am going on the offensive with stamps.com, a righteous blade that I use to make sure that I can make my life a whole lot easier during the chaos of the holiday season. Stamps.com is the 24/7 post office / katana that you can access from anywhere. No lines, no traffic, no hassle, no katana polish required. Get access to the USPS, that's the United States Postal Service, and the UPS, that's services that you need to run your business right from your computer or your holidays. Also right from your computer. Rates are always changing. No one can keep track of it. But with Stamps.com's switch and save feature, you can easily compare carriers and rates so you know you're getting the best deal every time. Because otherwise, they're gonna get one over on you. But not with Stamps in your corner. Get ahead of the holiday chaos this year. Get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code MYBROTHER for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Santa Claus does need our help this year, everyone. Last year, we all know what happened.
We remember.
So go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, enter code MYBROTHER. Save Christmas, save Santa Claus.
Hi, I'm Hal Loveland.
And I'm Mark Gagliardi.
And we're the hosts of We Got This with Mark and Hal, the weekly show where we settle the debates that are most important to you.
That's right. What arguments are you and your friends having that you just can't settle?
Apples or oranges?
Marvel or DC?
Fork versus spoon?
Chocolate or vanilla?
Best bagel?
What's the best Disney song?
We Got This with Mark and Hal. Every week on Maximum Fun, we do the arguing so you don't have to.
Oh, all answers are final for all people for all time.
We got this.
Most game shows quiz contestants about topics they don't even care about.
But for more than 100 episodes, the Go Fact Yourself podcast has asked celebrity guests trivia about topics they choose for themselves.
And introduced them to some of their personal heroes along the way.
Oh my gosh.
Shut up.
Oh, I feel like I'm going to cry.
Oh my stars. It's so, so exciting.
Join me, J. Keith Van Stratton.
And me, Helen Hong, along with guests like DJ Jazzy Jeff, Yardley Smith, Roxanne Gay, and so many more on the trivia game show podcast, Go Fact Yourself.
Twice a month, every month on Maximum Fun.
Here's another question. I'm a high school teacher, and I just had a student tell me that I look like I eat trail mix. I don't really know what he meant by this, but I know he intended it as an insult. What could he have possibly meant? Why do I feel so deeply offended by this comment? What course of punishment does this deserve? I can't stop thinking about it. That's from Muddleton, Missouri.
Now, I think there's two aspects.
It's devastating.
Yeah.
It's devastating.
It's so harsh.
I mean, it's so devastating.
My guess as to why it cuts so deep is that you are a person who has, multiple times in your life, eaten trail mix, but you do not, like, make it an everyday habit. So you can't outright deny it, but it does seem like they've peeked deep into your soul to know so that, like, I know that in your deepest, darkest hours when no one's around, you eat trail mix. And it's just like, I have eaten trail mix before.
Yeah, you're right. I do eat trail mix.
This is what terrifies me about getting older, is I don't know what the thing is that I do that I will be utterly humiliated for. And it'll be a totally innocuous thing, like eating trail mix. But then somebody will point it out, and that person will be half my age, and they'll point it out to their friends, and they'll all laugh, and then they'll get on their hover skates or whatever and drift off, and I'll be left standing there, like, wondering everything about my life, why I live the way I live. This is a terrifying question to me.
Yeah. I would also, I would find myself immediately, as soon as, like, their back was turned or I could get away from them, Googling, like, is eating trail mix slang for something? Is this...
Is eating trail mix bad to do now?
Is this, like, from a meme where there's, like, a cartoon squirrel that eats trail mix and then, like, shits themselves? Like, what? What is this in reference to? It can't just be trail mix, right?
That's, like, it can't be. No, it's certainly not.
I've always thought of trail mix as a very neutral food. Like, who wouldn't enjoy trail mix? There's something for everyone in there. And how could it become a bad thing? Is it about nuts? It's got to be something about nuts, right? Nuts are in there.
Are they saying that I like to have nuts, like a testicle? Is it a testicles thing, guys?
It's got to be testicles.
You got to tell me
if it's a testicle thing.
Because it can't be the chocolate candy part. Everybody loves that.
No, everybody loves that.
Everybody loves that. They love raisins. They're not telling me that. I mean, raisins.
I bet it's the seeds. It's the seeds. It's weird to have seeds in a thing. Because you plant those. You're not supposed to eat them. How stupid. Why have I been eating seeds for so long?
Fuck, they're right. They're right. I should expel them. before anyone else finds out.
My secret gets out, seed eater.
Never come back to this school again.
You just couldn't wait, could you, seed eater?
Gotta plant his belly like a sloppy little monster. Loves his seeds. You look like you eat trail mix.
Fuck. It does hurt because it's so... There's no implication whatsoever, so the mind just reaches for the worst thing.
Yes, it's an insult that is like, it impregnates itself like, I don't know, what's the worst thing you think about yourself?
Yeah, right?
That's what trail mix indicates.
Have you considered that you eat trail mix being the worst thing about yourself?
You look like you eat trail mix. I do have commitment issues.
Yeah.
Why? How did you get there?
The best I can figure is that you have a crunchy aesthetic. And by which I mean not because of all of the toothsome legumes that you're shoveling into your mouth during your lunch hour, but I'm more talking about sort of your hiking. You eat trail mix because you find yourself on trails a lot.
Oh, you're just like a kind of a
trail junkie.
But it can't be that you actually have that lifestyle. Like, you're not bringing your hiking backpack to class because you're hitting the trails afterwards. It's like you wore a flannel and a knitted beanie once, and they're like, oh, okay.
Travis, I like this idea in your head where when a teacher comes to school, they leave no hints whatsoever of the type of person that they are.
Are you
kidding
outside
me? Of the
that's
school
all
level.
I would do. The
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Travis.
Yeah. Because if
you're
I...
saying you would cloak your shit so that your kids would never know anything about you?
Yes.
How are you supposed to connect with? How are you supposed to connect?
I don't want Griffin. We've already established the idea of connect. Maybe that's it. Is like you've cloaked your shit so good. The best they can infer is like, I don't know, trail mix. Something about trail mix. I think I saw him eating M&Ms once and it reminded me of trail mix. I don't know, man. Because here's the thing, Griffin. As soon as they know any aspect of your life, you've given them so much ammunition. Where they see you and they're like, hey, cat mom. And you're like, God damn it.
You got me.
To me, I feel like if they said that to me, I would think about the only times I eat trail mix are when I'm like traveling and I'm really worn out. And it's like, you deserve a little treat. It's been hard for you. And it's like, they see me. This is like a little baby that needs those bottom powdered. And it's just like a little wimp who needs, I need energy.
Actually, hey.
Yeah.
The only time I eat trail mix is when I am flying to one of our many sold out entertainment engagements. Tickets on sale right now for the shows this week.
If there's any left.
There's so many left.
Please buy tickets to our shows.
The only time I eat trail mix is when I am jet setting.
That's true.
From one city to the next, leaving crowds of people stupefied with my great jokes. And so trail mix is not the food of some crunchy wasteoid.
That's someone who has so many other great comedy shows to do.
Yeah.
They only have time for a handful of food, so it better have a little bit of everything in there.
If I was a crunchy wasteoid, I'd call it Gorp. Because I am a businessman,
yeah,
essentially, who eats trail mix because it has the protein I crave. It has the carbohydrates and sugars that my body needs, yes, to like get me to my next sold-out business entertainment engagement. This is a power food for powerful people.
The only trails that Griffin's worried about is chemtrails, the ones being left behind the plane that he's flying in to get to his next thing. Maybe that's what they're saying is you look like a government chill.
Maybe.
Now, see, I think I was going a different way, where the only time I eat trail mix is like I rip it open and I slam it back like it's some kind of power pills from a video game that's filling up my energy bar. And so maybe what they're saying is you look like you you move too quickly from thing to thing. You're not taking time for you. That's maybe what this it is. They're worried about you. Hey.
They're worried about you.
You look like you're eating trail mix. You need to settle down.
Why don't you settle down? Make a meal. Make yourself a knife and fork meal.
You deserve it.
Eat some knife and fork food.
You deserve sometimes. It. Don't just rip open a plastic baggie and slam it like some kind of like on-the-go machine. You're not a machine. You're a person. You're a machine. You have needs. And
you know what? Worse. You know what? Just take the time. Get a plate. Separate the trail mix bag.
Yes, thank you.
Into different bottles.
Use a fork.
That's a meal. That's a meal. Because it's separate. You just have...
Well, you're going to use a spoon on the peanuts. Definitely a fork on the raisins. That's where you're going to feel it. That's what's that? Great. Oh, you've melted the chocolate candies into some sort of fondue that you can dip some... that's great. You're doing it.
This is a sort of deconstruction of trail mix. I call it trail. It's not mixed at all. It's just it's sort of composite. You're gonna love it.
Eat
one
going?
Thing and go in a clockwise order around the plate. This is my artist's intent.
It's $150. It is. It took me a lot of time to separate all the things. It's very labor intensive.
I have another question. We just moved to the country, and I pass by a little farm every day that has a trailer at the edge of their property next to the highway. That trailer is full of beautiful plump pumpkins of all different sizes.
Plumpkins.
There's a no sign indicating if the pumpkins are free or not. Can I go take some? Or are they decoration? That's from Pumpkin Perplexed in Minnesota.
This'll be quick. Hey!
Hey!
Hey! Peter Cottontail! Calm the fuck down! Chill. You need to chill the fuck out, dude.
I know you're new to the country. It doesn't work like that.
Sign saying if they're free or not. You know what that's applicable to? All things, pretty much. Like, all things. My car doesn't have a sign that says this Justin's. Big, beautiful Buick is taken. Do not steal. Like, what would be the alternate sign? Do not steal? I think if you don't see an is free sign, the assumption is the base case has to be do not steal.
Yeah. Now, unless...
Unless
we've all had that thought where we've driven past a cornfield and seen these beauties, these golden beauties just shimmering in the sun and thought like, if I just grabbed one of those,
one beauty,
then there's no way that I would get caught. There's no way they would notice. It's one corn.
You want to steal from farmers?
I think that the subsidies that my tax dollars provide allow me
Listen.
Steal from farmers as much as I fucking want to.
Oh, okay.
You didn't let me finish the thought.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry, Griffin. That's true. Yeah.
And it's not stealing because I'm the only one that's doing it. So nobody, they're not going to know. It's not like I'm telling everyone to steal from farmers. I'm saying I should be able to steal one thing from every farmer.
It's statistically a victimless crime.
Yeah.
It's basically a rounding error. In the grand scheme of things, it's basically a rounding error.
Now I will say, aside from the humble watermelon.
Oh, here he goes. He's playing politics, trying to keep the farmers on board with our show.
Aside from the humble watermelon farmer, there is not a worse produce I could steal than a pumpkin because you talk about economies of scale. you can grow way fewer pumpkins than you can grow beautiful corn beauties.
Yeah.
So that the bottom line will be more affected in the pumpkin industry.
That's why I feel fine stealing one soybean. That's something I feel comfortable doing, right? Smaller than corn, even less noticeable. I'm fine with this. As long as we're talking about cornfields, can I make a call to Hollywood? Stop making it look so fun when cars go like barreling through cornfields. And I know it's supposed to be like scary or whatever.
It's like the funnest thing.
But like every time I pass a cornfield, there's this part of me that's like, what if I just hooked left?
Because there's no way your car would get halfway into the cornfield before it would come to a dead stop.
Oh, yeah.
Just from pure corn friction would just like get wrapped up in your undercarriage.
All kinds of corns up in the works. Shouldn't be
no
in
way.
There. No. But it looks like fun because it's like, wah, 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 wah. It looks so cool.
You cannot. You don't need us to. Hey, friend. You don't need us to tell you that you can't just take some pumpkin off a cornfield or
you
a pumpkin field. You know that, right?
They don't want you to. If they wanted you to, there'd be a sign. This is another example of a sign would help. If there was a sign there that said, hey, free pumpkin, yeah, you should take it. Otherwise, it's just they're a decoration, right? I've got some pumpkins obviously. In front of my house now that I put out there because it's the fall. And the idea of someone like, well, they're just sitting there and I see them every day when I drive by, so they want me to take one, right? No. Yeah. There's more pumpkins.
I would say it's like the you are actually stumbling into the base tenet of society, which is if I set this here, I don't need to put a sign on it that says don't steal it, right? People won't steal it. It's like a base tenet.
Yeah.
I have to announce it if it's free because that is not its natural
that's
state.
It's not the natural non-default state. Also, if you try to take a pumpkin, you then Bernadette Peters might come out and make your balls shrivel up.
Yeah.
With her magic. Yeah.
I want a munch.
Squad.
Shape it out to be a long one.
I want to munch.
Squad. Stretch them out.
Welcome to Munch Squad. It's a podcast within a podcast profiling the latest and greatest in brand eating. And this one makes me so fucking angry because I was just going to do a fun little Count Donut about some like stupid Krispy Kreme, whatever. And I was just going to have some fun.
That sounds nice.
Schlotzky's won't allow me to do that.
Schlotzky's is still in the fucking mix?
Not in Huntington. The Huntington one closed, but somewhere they're out there doing their sandwich business.
Jesus Christ.
And you
Christ.
Know how I
if
know
a sandwich place can't stay afloat in Huntington, like, get out of the full Start game.
Now, to be
get
fair, we also over. Lost the Quiznos. We lost the Quiznos. Too highfalutin. People couldn't wait for the toasting.
Yeah, that's true. Then there was a New York bagel company there, and now it's a place where you drink wine and paint.
All right.
You pay to do it, not just like.
Oh, never mind. Yeah, I can drink wine and paint at home
Schlotzky's,
for free.
Schlotzky's unveils new bare naked pizza.
No.
Why wait until October 1st to celebrate National Pizza Month? These things are already fake. You can't say like, don't hold off until the fake that like.
Also,
fake
no thing one's is only, doing that.
No one's
like,
that.
Fuck, you know what I'd love to eat right now? Pizza. But of course, not until October when it's legal.
Schlotzky's is undressing
not until pizza. The pizza purge beginning October 1st.
Schlotzky's is undressing pizza and giving crust lovers the celebratory moment they deserve with its new bare naked pizza. Imagine a pizza so bold and flavorful it can be enjoyed without toppings, cheese, or sauce.
That's
in
bread.
In other words, no, you Travis, you fucking idiot. It's not bread. It's naked pizza.
No. That is, did they forget to order toppings and now they got to find a way to cover that up? Or is it like, oh, 20 years ago.
Look, guys, it's bare naked pizza.
No.
Guys, it's bare naked pizza.
Justin, I'm irate. I'm mad at you. I'm mad at Schlotzky's. And for some reason, I'm mad at bare naked ladies. And I know they had nothing to do with this.
They were always going to get dragged into this, though, Travis. That's a great point. No, it's the bare naked pizza. You know how sometimes when you pick up a tomato and you say, ooh, naked sauce, it's just like that. It's uh-huh. one step before the thing. So the Schlotzky's is undressing its pizza For a limited time, customers can enjoy a bared naked pizza at one of Schlotzky's 320 locations nationwide for just $4.99.
How much is a regular pizza that's good and has stuff on it?
Reminder, Schlotzky's deals in like personal pan. Like there, this is not a like full size a big party pizza.
Oops, all crust experience.
Schlotzky's is undressing its pizza one topping at a time. Slow.
That's not the way you would make this. There's no way.
Travis, let Schlotzky's give us a boner.
Okay.
Schlotzky's is undressing its pizza one topping at a time at a slow, salivating seduction, resulting in limited time only bare naked pizza. The beloved fast casual restaurant. That sentence didn't communicate more information. It just wanted to be sexy for a second.
Yep.
Because it's Schlotzky's and it wants to find it sexy and live there. The beyond.
And I want to empower them. I want to empower them to do. Like, I know that corporations aren't people, but someone at Schlotzky's is trying to figure some shit out about themselves and they're using the work that they do as the vehicle for that discovery. I think that's beautiful and pure. But I don't want to pay $4.99 for a crust round of no cheese crust round that is going to not scratch the pizza itch because it's actually a pizza.
Yes.
Instead is what we're talking about.
I would also be willing to bet that this naked pizza comes with sauce to dip it in. There's no way that they hand you this without something to dip it in.
The beloved fast casual restaurant, famous for its made-in-house oven-baked sourdough bread, is giving customers another way to indulge by featuring mouth-watering videos celebrating its unique, one-of-a-kind sourdough pizza crust on the new Bare Naked Pizza OnlyFans page.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, baby.
I don't need to get the fuck out, Travis, because I'm not lying to you. Hold on. Here it is.
Oh, I hate it.
The Bare Naked Pizza it does have a page on OnlyFans, so you can subscribe to that and see its dick.
So many people were involved in that being on there.
Do you know how many fucking meetings? Yes, Travis, exactly. How many meetings are like, there's had to be like three or four people who are like, We can't. We don't come back from an OnlyFans page. We're Schlotzky's. We're not experimenting. We're Schlotzky's. We're not trying to make ends meet.
Maybe they are.
Schlotzky's.
I'm upset.
At Schlotzky's, we're using our expertise in fresh baked sourdough to create irresistible pizza dough that we think is the best in the biz and also some very specific pornography. That's according to Schlotzky's executive chef, Jennifer Keel, who probably didn't have a hand in the OnlyFans thing. We're so confident in our delicious doughs that we're willing to serve them in their bare naked so pizza lovers can taste our perfectly crispy yet light and airy crusts in all their glory. So it's just the thing is about this is that they're selling you bread, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's bread.
They're calling it a different thing, but it's definitely bread. It's definitely bread. And the reason I know that is that they're not selling sauce cup, which is cup of pizza sauce. And they say, we're so confident about our pizza sauce's tangy flavors that we have created a pornography website exclusively for this red wet sauce. And we don't think we even need the bread anymore. That was stupid. That was a stupid joke.
The sauce is where it's at.
The sauce is what's up now. Sexy.
We're so like confident this? you'll love our pepperonis that we open up our OnlyFans page. And this one is actually really popular. It's just these huge long tubes of pepperoni, and we're cutting them in half with knives. And people love it.
I'm excited for like 2 weeks from now when Schlotzky's is like releasing a press release like, hey, we have to stop that OnlyFans page because way more people subscribe to it than we are comfortable with.
It's getting to be a tax issue. Like, normally we love the money, but what about when you go to Schlotzky's after this promotion and you're like, I'll have a regular pizza? And they're like, oh, fuck. So, damn. Couldn't you have it on a paper towel? Because we actually did sell all the crust. Can you eat it on a paper towel? That's our thing this month, is we didn't actually figure out the supply chain issues. So that has to be what this is, right?
Yeah, 100%.
100%. Like, they got too much bread.
And they're like, wait, pepperoni costs how much now? Fuck.
Naked pizza. Hey, thanks so much for listening to our podcast, My Brother, Me. We hope you've enjoyed yourself. Happy fall, by the way. We're hoping you're, you know, enjoying the crinkle of the leaves and your PSLs and all that nonsense.
We've got some important announcements. Like we said, this week we are doing our live shows in San Jose and Denver. So if you've been waiting to get tickets, wait no longer. bit.ly/McElroy Tours. September 29th, we're in San Jose doing an Adventure Zone show with special guest Abria Iyengar. We're going to be playing Lasers and Feelings.
I bought my costume for that show last night. It's the most I have ever spent on a costume. I've already decided I'm not going to show you guys until I walk onto the stage in the costume, and everyone will get to be there for the bold debut of my brave new vision.
The game is going to be a Ghostbusters pastiche, and boy, I hope I'm using that word correctly, set in the Winchester Mystery House. So come check that out. September 30th, we will also be in San Jose doing My Brother and Me. October 1st, we're going to be in Denver doing My Brother and Me. And then in November, we're going to be in Detroit and Cincinnati and Washington, D.C., where we will also be doing an Adventure Zone show with special guest DM Brennan Lee Mulligan, doing Dadlands 2.0 with some brand new innovations from the mind of Griffin McElroy that you're going to love. Mask and proof of full vaccination or negative COVID test within 72 hours of event start is required. Go check out all the merch over at McElroyMerch.com, including the Munch Squad hoodie, the Besties tee, and 10% of all merch proceeds this month will go to Earth Justice. Don't forget to pre-order Taz 11th Hour. It comes out February 21st, 2023, but you can go pre-order it now at theadventurezonecomic.com.
Hey, thanks to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. I'm sure you've listened to the album Making It now at this point, but have you tried listening to it backwards? Because that is where all the secrets lie about the government cover-up of the big expose that you would not believe about the Army's secret program that they don't want you to know about. But let's just say those superhero movies, they're not entirely works of fiction. And that's all I'll say about it. And the only way for you to know about that, I got 2.5 hours of sleep last night. The only way for you to know about that is to listen to Montaigne's album, Making It. Do it forwards first, but then backwards to find out about how the government.
You get it.
You know.
You get it. My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
That's been My Brother and Me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.